November 1. Know for yourself. Among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. John 12:42-43. There is much light yet to shine forth from the law of God and the gospel of righteousness. This message, understood in its true character and proclaimed in the Spirit, will lighten the earth with its glory. The great decisive question is to be brought before all nations, tongues, and peoples. The closing work of the third angel's message will be attended with a power that will send the rays of the Sun of Righteousness into all the highways and byways of life, and decisions will be made for God as supreme governor. His law will be looked upon as the rule of his government. Many who claim to believe the truth will change their opinions in time of peril and will take the side of the transgressors of God's law in order to escape persecution. There will be great humbling of heart before God on the part of everyone who remains faithful and true to the end. But Satan will so work upon the unconsecrated elements of the human mind that many will not accept the light in God's appointed way. There is a positive danger that some who profess to believe the truth will be found in a position similar to that of the Jews. They take the ideas of men they are associated with, not because by searching the Scriptures they conscientiously accept the teachings and doctrine as truth. I entreat you to make God your trust, idolize no man, depend upon no man. Let not your love of man hold them in places of trust that they are not qualified to fill to the glory of God, for man is finite and erring, liable to be controlled by his own opinions and feelings. Self-esteem and self-righteousness are coming in upon us, and many will fall because of unbelief and unrighteousness, for the grace of Christ is not ruling in the hearts of many. We are to be ever searching for the truth as for hidden treasures. I have been shown that Jesus will reveal to us precious old truths in a new light if we are ready to receive them, but they must be received in the very way in which the Lord shall choose to send them. Manuscript 15, November 1, 1888, A Call to a Deeper Study of the Word.